This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Friday night, all day Saturday, Saturday night, all day Sunday, Sunday night.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those things where, like, when your kid's dancing, it's the greatest thing ever, right?
Yeah.
And you're videotaping it. When everyone else is dancing, it sucks. You know, it's like, it's boring.
How many dances were there?
So for my daughter, it started Friday night. There's right. a 6 o'clock recital.
Is this some sort of competition or no?
No, there's a place called the Downtown Dance Factory. And this was their big, like, this is the culmination of 4 months of practice, right?
Is it like, you know, when you go to, like, one of your kids' football games or
right.
something, like, there's a clock, and you know how long you're going to be there, right?
Oh, no, you have no idea.
There's no idea? There's no clock?
It's very well run, but there's, like, 31 dances. And, like, so my daughter, like, in one section, she's in five of them. All right, so, you know, when she there's, like, a program, you know what's going on. But, yeah, and then, like I said, when it's your kid and everyone feels the same exact way, everyone shut up. I'm paying attention. Now, as soon as your kid's off the stage, you're like, hey, let me check the scores. Or the Mets are losing again. Yeah, that kind of thing. But, yeah, and it was interesting. Long weekend.
Oh, I would think so.
I said, thank God, lucky I had a flag football game in the middle of it. Honey, I got to go. He's got to be 3 hours early for this game. And he's staying 4 hours after practice. Jerry's here. Jerry's got the update.
Well, good morning. We're brought to you by Bruni and Campisi Air Conditioning. Keep cool and visit BruniandCampisi.com. Start with the NBA Finals. Last night in Oakland, the Warriors jump out to a 2-0 series lead on the Cavs.
Curry, far side, guarded by Thompson. Zaza sets a wing screen. Curry takes a dribble from the hash mark.
Tim Roy, Warriors radio, he is what he is. He's fantastic. Steph Curry, 32 points as part of a triple-double, 10 rebounds, 11 assists, 33 and 13 for Kevin Durant, 132-113 the final in a game that was closer than that. I mean, this was
88-84.
Right. It was a closer game, but they pull away late. They have a 2-0 lead. They continue to go unblemished here in the postseason. Here was Steve Kerr, who was on the sidelines and back coaching the team. He says, we won the game, but look at LeBron. He's been really difficult to handle. 29 points, 11 rebounds, 11 assists.
I don't know what you do with him. He's one of the great players of all time. We all know that. I think he's playing better than he's ever played, and you just do your best.
And yet they're up two games to none. Kevin Love played well. Kyrie Irving did not shoot it well last night. 8 of 23, I believe it was.
I actually Steve Kerr there, and I've watched both games, obviously. I did not think LeBron James was great last night, especially early on. You know, they gave up a 40-point first quarter.
They did.
Yeah, but you know, guys, he can't do it by himself. He just can't.
No, they turned the ball over a lot in the second quarter.
The only way I think Golden State will lose a game is if they have an off night, which is obvious, and it's easy to say that. But they have so many great offensive players, and they're so fast, and they're so electric going from transition from defense to offense that they're virtually impossible to stop.
Here was Curry. Basically says, sure, we won. Sure, I had the triple-double, but boy, I gave the ball away way too much.
There's an 8 on the stat sheet that I need to correct when we go to Cleveland, because the points that I gave up off turnovers in their building will electrify the crowd and their team.
As they go for game 3 to Cleveland.
I like it. You got to like what he says, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And then you're going to like this. Here was Draymond Green. He says, I am a maturing player.
Going over the edge isn't going to win me a championship. You know, I think I'm a pretty smart guy, and I learned my lesson.
So he is staying in check.
Yeah, I thought he was going to get a technical foul when he blocked the shot and then fell a little bit into oh, who the heck was it? I forget who it was. And they called the foul on him for three free throws. And he, I mean, as effing BS is all you saw. And I'm shocked
let it go.
He didn't get it.
Yeah. No, here's LeBron. So he tied Magic Johnson for the most NBA Finals triple-doubles. He's got 8 of them now with his night. Reporter wanted to know why he didn't do the formal press conference in the big room with all the reporters.
Hey, LeBron, usually you're a podium guy. I mean, in the finals especially, coming to practice in the locker room is a reason for that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a reason.
You want to share?
No.
And then he would go on to say it was not basketball related.
He shot 12 of 18. He had 11 rebounds, and he had 14 assists.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know what else you're going to ask him to do, and that's the problem playing the Warriors. There's just too much. There's too many good players.
Even Kevin Love was good. You know?
And like
Kevin Love took too many shots.
And Klay Thompson, Klay Thompson, if he's going to shoot the way he shot yesterday,
you can't beat them like that.
Can't beat them. Forget it.
No,
he had 22 as well. So now you got to wait till Wednesday night for Game 3.
Which is just a joke.
Agreed. Game 2, though, to the Warriors, 132-113. And Derek Fisher arrested Sunday, suspension of drunk driving, flipped his vehicle on a California highway. All right, to the baseball. And
I just want to ask one question because I haven't heard anything since.
Yeah.
In regards to Tiger Woods and his DUI driving under the influence, okay? And it was obviously not alcohol, it was drugs. The one thing that I noticed, and I don't think we talked about this last week, because everybody's wondering, where was he coming from? Where was he going to?
Right.
He was in shorts, flip-flops, and a T-shirt. So he wasn't coming from a club.
No.
He wasn't coming from
his
restaurant,
He was out of his mind, unknowingly.
But we got in a car. Do we even know where he was coming from and where he was going
to? I don't think he knows.
No. The thought is that he was home and got in his car and went for a drive.
Right, and the
car
was...
Which is why he kind of mumbles to the police officers when they go, where are you going? First he thought it was in Orange County, California. Then they're like, you're here, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, I like to drive. Now, again, that was an incoherent statement. But maybe a true one.
But there was no, I haven't seen any follow-up since last week. And the other thing I haven't seen any follow-up on is on the racial term that was spray painted on LeBron James's fence.
I haven't even seen a picture of it yet.
There was a local school teacher, though, that put signs all along his property in Cleveland in massive support of him. So that, was very nice. But nothing California.
Here's the question I asked it last week. I'll ask it again. In the world we live in with social media, and they claim that a picture was taken and sent to police to verify that it had happened, and police said that they got it. How is that picture not come out? In a world in which every picture comes out, right?
Now, the dash cam video of Tiger is out 12 hours later.
I'm just wondering.
Right.
And I'm not suggesting it didn't happen, but there's been no arrest unless we missed it. Right?
I haven't seen anything on it.
They have security cameras surrounding the property. The police apparently have a photo of what the D-bag wrote, whoever it was.
Maybe it was Bill Maher.
And by the way, and there's no sign of it on the gate. That thing got painted perfectly within an hour. Mm. You're right. Maybe it was Bill Maher. Good one. Just saying.
I don't know. Anyway.
Is it a little suspicious? Booms?
LeBron's reaction to it makes me believe that something happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would like to know exactly what happened. That's all.
Well,
I'll say this. Something happened. I agree.
You could just tell by LeBron's his personality and the way it was.
But there's a couple little parts of the story that don't make sense.
Okay.
The photo not coming out does not make sense. I'm sorry. Number one. Number two, the fact that that gate got painted that fast perfectly with no sign of the word written on it seems a little fugazi as well. I'm not suggesting it didn't happen. I'm saying the story just disappeared. I'd never seen that before.
Right.
What else, Jim?
Well, just like the Mets double play disappeared yesterday. Pirates beat up the Mets 11-1. And this is a story, not because they would have come back and won the game, but just because it was bizarre. Mets had an inning-ending double play in the seventh when it was 5-1 at the time. And then you go to the seventh inning stretch, and God bless America. Next thing you know, the guys are back on the field. There's a replay review. And, Neil Walker was off the base. There's no question about it. And then you put the team back on the field, and then David Freese comes up.
The pitch. Is tagged in a right field, a base hit. Really? Here comes Jay Bruce up with the ball, throwing in, and it's not in time. And so that run does score to make it 6-1. Huh. And you can hear what the fans think about all that.
And so that made it 6-1. They wound up losing 11-1. Josh Lewin on WOR. The whole thing bizarre. The one thing, I don't know if you guys saw this play or not, the one thing I don't understand about this play is how the runner going from first to second is not out by giving himself up as he basically just peels off and veers off to the right side.
On the Neil Walker play?
Out of the baseline. I mean, he just you know, and, you know, to avoid any contact.
Right,
he
right.
gives himself up. Like, I don't understand. And the whole idea, there was a lot of questions about why it took so long. Terry Collins actually did clear that up in terms of what Clint Hurdle was trying to do.
And it went right into the God Bless America. So he didn't want to interrupt that, so he just let it finish.
So he did it. It seemed like a common sense thing to do,
now,
though, right?
Okay, there's a couple of things, just to play devil's advocate a little bit.
Yeah, sure. Mm.
So you respect the fact that he's going to wait for God Bless America.
Well, he said that he told the umpire within the 30 seconds.
Right, well, that's
but they decided not to do anything.
Then the umpire decided.
They gave him the grace period of the song.
Correct.
But he did acknowledge pre-song, we're going to challenge him.
Correct.
So, yeah, and that, you know, Terry Collins, well, I mean, what's he supposed to do?
Nothing.
You know, you can't even argue.
There's nothing you can do about
it. Terry Collins has nothing to do but just sit there and wait until the review of the replay. And it's just one of those things that obviously now in stadiums where they do this at the seventh inning stretch, you have to make sure that there isn't
a play before the song.
Right. You got to make sure before the song that there's a play under review.
He said he hates the call in terms of the foot off the bag, but he gets it.
They have said, hey, if the guy's not on the bag, he's not on the bag. And whether he's off an inch or if he's off a foot, he's still off.
And that was the case.
How could there be an argument with that? I mean, if you're not on the bag.
It's just that this was never in play in baseball for 100 years.
I'm sorry, I disagree with that completely.
You can disagree with all you want. That's the way you played baseball.
You play baseball.
No.
You catch the ball, you put your foot on the bag to get
somebody
out.
For 100 years, that was an acceptable play. That's all I said, which you can't argue. I mean, there were plays and double plays where the guy never even came near the base,
right.
But they gave it to you.
They went against the rules of baseball.
And I'm not saying it was right or wrong. I'm saying that's how you played baseball.
Yeah, well, listen, here, memo to everybody. There's a new sheriff in town, and the new sheriff said we're going to play baseball the way it was meant to be played.
No.
But the runner, and by the way, the runner gives himself up. Oh, by the way. So he should be out, but
how far out of the base path was he, or was he not?
He peels off.
But is he in the base path?
He stopped trying to go to second base.
It's fine.
But
he doesn't have a responsibility.
They wouldn't have won the game anyway. They're just not very good right now. So they lost. They're off. They'll be in Texas tomorrow. Maybe there will be a Mattson or Lugo sighting next weekend.
Highly
unlikely. Who knows about Cespedes?
You don't know about Cespedes.
I don't know. And then there's the Yankees. Severino was cruising, made one mistake.
Pitch to Smoke. Hit high in the air to deep center. Back. And that ball is gone to tie the game.
Two outs.
That was John Sterling on the fan, made it 2-2. A couple of innings later on Josh Donaldson bobblehead day.
Here's the 3-2. Swung on and driven to deep right. Back goes Judge, way back on the track at the wall. She's gone.
And just like that, it was a 3-2 game, and the Blue Jays beat the Yanks by that 3-2 score. Again, John on the fan. Joe Girardi knows that Sevy, as he calls him, deserved better.
Yeah, he just made one mistake today. He made it with the slider. It just really didn't do too much. The Smoke has swung the bat well all year, and he made his pay.
Here is Sevy. Hates that he gave it up.
I won it back, you know. Just trying to, you know, get a hand account on the slider.
It's okay. Just keep pitching like that, and you'll be fine.
He's been doing great. Yankees and Blue Jays split the four-game series, so they drop 2-3 in Baltimore, go 2-2 in Toronto, and now they come home for the Red Sox, which does start tomorrow. Also of note, man, you're going to love this, Sean Kelly, former Yankee. He's now a pitcher on the Nationals. He got a save yesterday. He gives up. Now, the Nationals were beating the A's. I want to say it was 11-6, I believe. Comes into the game, gives up a grand slam, and gets the save.
11-10 gets the
save.
Come on.
Well,
that's how you get the save. You got to give up some runs.
How many innings did he pitch?
Good Lord. I think he got, what, a third of an inning, two-thirds of an inning, something like that. It's because I forget the kid's name that was in before him. He really struggled.
So there were guys on base when he came in, obviously.
You give up a grand slam and you get a save? Come on.
That's the way they've always done it.
I thought there's no save in that game.
And you could say that's the way they've always done it. They used to, the way they always interpreted the double play at second base was the way they've always done it until now. So why can't you change that part of it?
Well, listen, how about this? It's very simple. Force play. Step on the bag.
Astros have won 10 straight, beat the Rangers 7-2, and the Red Sox did beat the Orioles 7-3. And you got the videos not only of Leonard Williams and Darren Lee, but also Rob and Rex Ryan.
Yeah, that's
in a bar,
so Rob and Rex Ryan are in a sports bar down in Nashville for the Predators game, in which the whole place is like shutting down for hockey when they play, especially their first home game in the NHL Finals, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, they must have had a table reserved because there's pictures of them throughout the weekend in the in that same. It's a two top table in the window, an open air window of a bar, so you have access from the street. You could talk to them, whatever it is, right?
Yes.
So I don't know what caused it, other than, you know, I'm sure guys with big mouths. But it's on, like Donkey Kong.
Yeah. So Rob was going after
Rob
a guy.
Ryan reaches out, grabs a dude by the throat. Quickly, he's kind of, you know, taking his arms taken away. And Rex, you know, is so big guy, is rocking a Predator jersey out there. Kind of gets shoved a little bit, but it's smiling. But they're ready to go.
It's funny looking, though.
The Ryan boys don't care. You want to go? Let's go.
Now, I will say this. Without the Yankees or the Mets playing tonight... Without any basketball tonight,
right?
Going to bed at 7 o'clock. No, if you want to see something that's amazing, you just watch one period of the Predators and Penguins tonight at 8 o'clock, because you will hear and you will see something that you never see in any NHL arena. I don't care where it is. It's a European style atmosphere. It's insane. There are 50,000 people standing outside the Bridgestone. I think it's this Bridgestone Center. Or Bridgestone Stadium, whatever it is. It's just amazing how Nashville has taken to this team and how they are supporting their team. It's the loudest building in the entire NHL, and it's in Nashville, Tennessee.
All right. So there you have it.
Crazy.
Nobody cares about hockey.
And I should mention,
nobody cares about you playing on our softball team because you suck.
Oh, see, it's like that. Just go personal on a guy.
Well, you go personal on us.
No, you just went personal on you. He's attacking
if
hockey.
He pops up one more time, I swear to God, he's done.
Done from what?
And by the way, tell them they better show up on time on Wednesday night, assuming we're playing, depending on the weather.
Well, if weather permitting, of course, we're playing against the Hebrew Home. It's our fifth annual game, and we're 3-1
right
against them.
We lost to them?
What happened?
We lost to them.
Well, they had a couple ringers at the time.
You're kidding?
No,
I don't remember. Well, we lost to them when Craig was coaching. I didn't make that game.
I think we lost game two to them.
Yeah,
I think we won game one.
Yeah, because
we lost game two.
Because he's not like he could never play or work with Bill Belichick. He's kind of like Chris Sims, you know.
How's that?
And I did hang out a little bit with Ricky DiPietro this weekend, and Ricky is lobbying me to play center field.
By the way, I don't blame him. Put him in.
What do you think, Al?
Why not?
Put him in.
I can't hear you, Al. You got to turn your mic on.
Oh, hi. I thought he was lobbying for you to play center field.
No.
You got that plantar fleshy.
Ricky wants to play center field.
Oh, yeah, he's good. He's a good outfielder.
I mean, is he better than Sims, you think? Like, if you had to rank the guys on our team.
He's just paying more attention than Sims does.
Right, as Randy Williams told me this weekend.
He's another one. He doesn't deserve to play left.
He says, like, Craig is like coach and coach's son all rolled up into one. I'm playing shortstop and playing hitting first. So you're like the coach and coach's son all rolled up into one.
It is his team. I mean, with you, I mean.
I did go 3-for-5, and I make every play, unlike your nephew, who I can't tell you last time he got more than a one hit in a game. And he butchers the outfield like he's never seen a softball field before.
The camaraderie on our team is awesome.
How about he starts making plays? Oh, we're going to put him in left field like he's done something to deserve it.
Okay.
I put him in right.
All right.
And I can't DH him. We don't get any hits.
Yeah, but I can't put Sims out there because he doesn't communicate.
True, Chris Sims!
I agree with you on that. We're in lockstep on not like
Sims. And believe you me, Sims and Williams were texting each other the next day.
Is that right?
Yeah, and Sims sends a text to Randy. How bad was it? Were they all over us?
Meaning on the radio?
Yes.
Well, we're just getting started now because we have a game on Wednesday.
Mm. Right, exactly.
Listen, Sims is another one. Swings at every pitch. I mean, he hasn't gotten a hit in a month.
I like you a lot.
He did homer last summer.
Yeah, a year ago he hit a home run. He's a former NFL football player.
Yes.
It's softball.
I've heard.
And he should hit a home run.
And he's still an athletic guy. You know, he's still in his athletic years.
Oh, my back's killing me. My back's killing you from carrying you.
And he's always missing a piece of his uniform.
Yeah, all the
always
time.
Like,
what, he show up in shorts this week?
And that's why Belichick got rid of him.
No
I told
hat
you.
This week.
Boomer took scotch tape. And Scotch taped his waist like a belt because he didn't bring a belt.
Yeah, it was bad. Bad luck.
It was almost like Boomer's son. It was like you had to take care of your son who didn't get dressed right.
You know, I feel bad for his parents. That's what it is. And I want
He's
the kid
30 years old.
I want the kid to look good.
That's my work, Dad.
I want him to look good. I want him to carry himself as a professional. And I know that's what his dad, my dear friend Phil Sims, would want him to look like.
True Chris Sims!
Yeah, see?
And yeah, the game's Wednesday in Irvington against the Hebrew.
It's a very weird family dynamic there, by the way.
And we're doing a post-game barbecue this year. So they have that. So
the screw Phil Sims. Screw Chris Sims.
Back and forth.
Weird family.
Unbelievable. Wonder if Phil's at Investors Bank right now, taking out all Chris's money.
It's possible.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.